Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. Honey, I remember the city I was in, the hotel I was staying at, and where I was in the room, the Lord suddenly dropped five thought-provoking words into my spirit. He said to me, "What are you waiting for?"
Wow.
What are you waiting for? It's a question that God has asked me several times since that night in Detroit. It's a question he directed me to last night to ask, to ask each of us, those of you listening, each of us, on this Saturday morning. Let's look at seven key questions to help understand what are we waiting for. Number one, why are you here? Why are you here? If you don't know why you're here, actually it's an insult to God and a lack of obedience to his instructions for your life. When someone tells me they don't know why they were born or what their purpose is, I immediately know that they've been talking to the right person or asking the right questions. I realize that your assignment can be progressive, but scripturally, there's something you should be doing through every transition. You're here to be blessed so that you can be a blessing to others, literally to change the world. The best way to change the world is to change how you think. Read Romans 12, 2. We want you to get a sheet of paper or use your computer to immediately write down seven reasons why you're here, why you were created, what your mission in life is. Now, don't overthink this. Just start writing. If you think about this question, you'll write what you think sounds good, rather than write immediately what you're thinking about the situation.
Number two, what are you waiting for? Maybe you're waiting for something to just happen that's just going to catapult you, you know, into your next assignment or whatever it is you think that you need to be doing. One of the, I guess you could say, things that we've done in the past to kind of wake people up is, you know, when you're trying to find what it is that God wants you to do, are you reading the Word to find it? Or maybe are you going, well, I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to watch television. Well, let me just give you an example of what is not going to happen. In the middle of your favorite television show, you're not going to have an announcer that comes on and goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this regularly scheduled program to bring you this important announcement. God wants you to get up off this couch and go start reading the Word and find out what destiny it is that I have to offer you. I've, you know, placed all the money you need to accomplish your mission in CDs from Jehovah First Savings alone, along with a detailed plan to what to do." Yeah, are you? No, not really. Go forth, rise up, and let's be what we can be. The point of it is, it's our responsibility to be who it is that we need to be. And we are just telling you, and sometimes you might think we're the bearer of bad news, but maybe good news too. The first bad news is obviously that announcement, well, isn't going to tell you to get up and get going. But the good news is God wants you, he really wants you, to be everything you need to be. And he's given you everything you need to get started. Plus, he's ready to do a new thing in your life, but we have to be ready to receive it and act on it. So regardless of what we perceive as our limitations in life, God is ready for us to experience a new beginning at this very moment.
Wow. So it's time, honey, I guess, to stop talking and start doing.
I guess that's the way to end that one up.
Yeah. When's the best time to get started? Today. Right now. This very moment is the best time. The right time for you to decide that enough is enough. This is your defining moment. And you'll decide that you're not going to live the way that you've been living anymore.
Hallelujah. Can anybody say
hallelujah? In defining moments like this, you make a decision to change things. You realize.
That's right.
You realize your.
We thought that at the same time.
Your spiritual and financial environment will not change until you change.
Mm.
And you'll not change until you change the way you think. We referenced Romans 12:2 earlier in the New Living Translation. It says, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think.
Hallelujah.
In moments like this, when you realize the power available to you through the scriptures, scriptures like Ephesians 3:20, which in the Amplified Classic Bible says, now to him who by and consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. See, we need to realize that this is your time, our time. This is our day. It's now. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Activate your dreams.
Number four. Are you ready? Now what do we need to do to ensure we'll be successful? The first thing that we need is godly wisdom in every decision we make. In Judges, interestingly enough, in Judges 18, verse 5, this is what the scripture says. Then they said, ask God whether or not our journey will be successful. Wow. We just need to ask. The second thing we need is to properly manage ourselves. Notice we didn't say that we needed to manage our time better. Time is going to always be constant. We need to begin managing ourselves. Time is the way it is. 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. Never changes. It never changes, but we do. That's why we need to manage ourselves and utilize the time we have. And in Psalm 90 verse 12, Contemporary English Version, it says, teach us to use wisely all the time we have. Third thing we should know is that we already have everything we need to be successful. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 8 in the Contemporary English Version, it says, the Lord our God, Lord your God, is giving you the land, and he will make sure you are successful in everything you do. Your harvest will be so large that your storehouses will be full. Our future is in front of us, and we need to not stand still. We need to keep moving and never give up.
Exactly. I love that Deuteronomy 28:8 scripture. Hallelujah. That he'll make sure we're successful in everything we do. Number five, who do you need on this journey? First and foremost, you need the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Second, you need to travel with people who can encourage, enlighten, exhort, and edify you. Proverbs 13:20, the Living Bible. Become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces. If you're moving on up, the one thing you don't need is the company of fools. Third, you need to leave the negative people behind. What should you do with negative people? Ignore them, leave them home, or move on to someone else who can share your dream.
Number six, why we should never, are you ready, give up, give in, back down, back up, sit down, quit, or walk away. If you believe in your calling, if you believe in what God's purposed in your heart to do, and you understand that purpose, the only way you'll ever lose is by giving up or giving in or backing down or backing up or sitting down or quitting or walking away from your calling. The point is to never give up. The only way we lose is if we quit, no matter what the enemy is trying to do to discourage us. Luke 18, verse 1 in the New Living Translation says, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. Never give in to the desire of the flesh to take the easy way out, to give in to the pressure of the moment. It is a sin to know what to do and not to do it. And it says so in the scripture. Never quit, even if you make a mistake, because we're going to make mistakes. Just fess up, get up, and keep on moving. Ecclesiastes 10:4 in the Message Bible says, if your boss is angry at you, don't quit. A quiet spirit can overcome even great mistakes. We never walk away from doing what is right in God's sight.
Hallelujah. Number 7, what should you be doing along the way? First, listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Once again, remember the words of Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Second, write your vision and the critical path you'll have to take to achieve it. Habakkuk 2:2, we just quoted this the other day. Habakkuk 2:2, Contemporary English Version. Then the Lord told me, I will give you my message in the form of a vision. Write it clearly enough to be read at a glance.
Third, inspect what you expect to prevent defects in your plan so you can be perfect. Psalm 18:20, Message Bible. God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before. When I got my act together, he gave me a fresh start. Now I'm alert to God's ways. I don't take God for granted. Every day I review the ways he works. I try not to miss a trick. I feel put back together, and I'm watching my step. God rewrote the text of my life when I opened the book of my heart to his eyes.
Fourth, track your progress. Numbers 33 verses 1 and 2 in the New Living Translation says, and at the Lord's direction, Moses kept a written record of their progress. These are the stages of their march identified by the different places where they stopped along the way.
Fifth, seize the moment. Seize the day. Or is it Latin? It means carpe diem. This is the day for each of us. Today, this Saturday. The purpose in our hearts to come out of Egypt, financial bondage and debt, and to move into God's revelatory instructions for our finances.
Six, give God the glory for the great things you will accomplish. You must testify of God's revelatory instructions in the manifestation of all the things that he has stirred in your spirit and your life. Like it says in Revelation 12:11, we overcame and overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb, meaning we are born again, and the word of our testimony, meaning we speak the word of God.
Hallelujah. Seventh, remember who's in the foxhole with you when trouble comes.
Hallelujah.
Acts 5:39, Classic Amplified. But if it is of God, you will not be able to stop or overthrow or destroy them. You might even be found fighting against God. Here's what we need to get out of this. We need to stop waiting, stop procrastinating. It's time to start moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sometimes you have been moving, but then you kind of slow down or stop. But it's time to start. Today. Go to HaroldHeron.com, check out this week's 2-minute video. While you're there, if you're blessed by the teaching, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says, that's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.